This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. Employees of one of Connecticut's largest nursing home providers complain of unpaid medical bills.
People have racked up thousands and thousands of dollars in debt because of that, and now they're getting hounded by debt collectors or having their appointments canceled.
That's Dave Altamari, an in-depth investigative reporter for the Connecticut Mirror. He'll give us a behind-the-scenes look at complaints from employees of Athena Healthcare Systems. More to come after this.
Hi, I'm Bruce Putterman, publisher of the Connecticut Mirror. By participating in the work of CT Mirror, you publish long-form journalism that explains complex policy and fiscal issues. You conduct follow-the-money investigations that explore how taxpayer dollars are spent. And you empower communities and change lives and stabilize our wobbling democracy. If you want to continue to be a part of this Connecticut journalism success story, please make a gift to CT Mirror today. Just click the red donate button on the top right of any CT Mirror page. Thank you.
Hello, Dave. You and fellow Connecticut Mirror reporter Jenna Colasso have been looking into Athena Healthcare's troubles for a while now and have been able to secure some of their internal email communication. How did that come about?
Well, what's happened, Ebong, is we've been writing, I believe our initial story was almost 18 months ago now about how Athena was having financial problems. Since then, we've seen lawsuits filed. We've seen them sell some of their nursing homes here in Connecticut. And along the way, people who work in these facilities from, they also have facilities in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, have contacted us complaining about their issues with their health insurance.
Exactly what are these issues? Because it seems as if you found that Athena was trying to address them in some way.
In effect, basically, Athena's not paying people's health care bills, and people have racked up thousands and thousands of dollars in debt because of that, and now they're getting hounded by debt collectors or having their appointments canceled because the doctors or the hospital group won't schedule them appointments because they're not getting paid by the insurance. Athena is a self-insured company, so I think a lot of people are frustrated, not only with those issues, but the reality is in some cases for the company's quote-unquote gold plan, you have to put $140 a paycheck into it.
And this has been deducted from the paychecks already, right?
Yes. So you have health insurance, it's deducted out of your pay, right? And then you go to the doctor and there's a copay and then the rest gets paid by your insurance. Well, that's not happening on the last part of that for a lot of Athena employees. And they're wondering, where did our money go? You know, I mean, we've been paying in some cases, some of these people have worked 15, 20 years, certainly since the current owner, Larry Santilli, has owned them, and they can't get their medical bills paid. Now, Athena has publicly stated previously that they're having financial problems and they are behind. They have acknowledged that. Emails and some other things that we got when we FOI'd the state, a bunch of different state agencies for complaints, seem to indicate that those troubles go back a lot farther than what Santilli has said publicly, significantly more than 6 months.
Now you have a quote from a spokeswoman, an Athena spokeswoman, saying they're actively working to address the issue. What does that mean?
They are, I believe, trying to basically pay people's bills. So Athena just sold, a couple of months ago, they sold 5 nursing homes in Connecticut to another company called National Healthcare. Part of that deal called for National to put more than $2 million into the employees' healthcare fund. So that tells me that money was needed to pay back claims that all the people that worked in those nursing homes that Athena had not paid. So that gives you some kind of a sense of how big of a problem this is for people.
Yeah, I see that one employee had a $234,000 bill that has not been paid.
That hasn't been paid, correct. You know, I mean, the amount, that's obviously a massive amount. But even people, you know, you have $10,000 in unpaid bills. That's a lot of money. And what's happening is they're getting debt collectors who are calling them or trying to find them because the hospital systems have private debt collectors. So they're trying to collect, since Athena's not paying, they're trying to collect the money from the patients.
So what are state insurance officials? What are they saying?
So we contacted multiple state agencies in Connecticut, the Department of Labor, the Connecticut Department of Labor, the Attorney General, DSS. We also contacted the Massachusetts Attorney General. It seems like basically everything has been kind of funneled to the federal department, the U.S. Department of Labor. And their New England office really wouldn't answer any of our questions about what are they investigating or what exactly are they doing here to try to get help people. Athena, in their own statements, has indicated that they're working with the U.S. Department of Labor to try to address these issues.
But it seems as if Massachusetts was able to get some money from Athena, the Attorney General in Massachusetts?
Some success. Rhode Island also, the Attorney General of Rhode Island has been pretty aggressive pursuing Athena, but the Massachusetts AG has referred complaints, at least from the people that I've talked to, has told them that they've referred their complaints to the U.S. Department of Labor. So I think, you know, people are frustrated. This has been going on for a while, and they want to know what happened to their money, legitimately so.
In the meantime, is Athena still the largest provider of nursing home care in Connecticut?
I think now that they sold five, they may not be the largest anymore, but they're clearly one of the largest, you know, certainly one of the top two or three. You know, the state officials have been working with them behind the scenes. There are rumors that they're going to sell more. I think the state honestly wants them to get them out of the business, quite frankly. Things aren't getting any better. You know, the health insurance thing is the thing that we reported on here, but they still haven't paid some vendors. There's still outstanding other bills that show that they have the financial troubles that have been hounding them for the last 18 months aren't going away.
Well, so no immediate remedies for these employees.
Now, the people who worked at the five homes that were sold, I do know people there, and their bills have been paid. So I do think that's probably the way forward for some of these places. But Athena owns well over 30 homes in the three states. It's not an insignificant nursing home chain. They own a few in Rhode Island. They own 15 or so, at least, in Massachusetts. They still own 12 to 14 here in Connecticut. So, you know, that's a lot of nursing homes that are still under their purview.
Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Eban Udama, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor, WSHU's Alicia Daddario, and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.